Sybil.
The first hump day of the year, and what a way to get started. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
It's the new TJMS, and every Wednesday on the new TJMS, it's Bill Bellamy. Woo! Every Wednesday,
yeah,
from Los Angeles.
Baby. Billy Bill.
Oh! Yo, what good up? Morning, team. It's your boy in the building from the West Coast. We in here, boy. I like this beat, man. We rocking.
Rocking is
welcome,
right.
Bill Bellamy, to the
TJMS.
Well, thank
you for having me, man.
Well, you've been here so many times. You've been here so many times. You know how it's like.
I know how we do.
Yeah, I mean, you're part of the family anyway. But now it's official. Every Wednesday, Bill Bellamy.
It's Billy Bill Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Can you believe that, Sybil, that they allowed me to get out my probation to do this? I love this.
That's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing, baby.
That's good. How was your New Year's? How was your holidays? What, everything good?
The holidays was fantastic, man. I took the family out. We really rocked out in the Caribbean.
Where'd you
we
go?
We had a great time. We went to St. Bart's in St. Martin.
Oh, dear.
And I got a chance to hang out with my good friend Dave Chappelle. We celebrated that $60 million he got. So right now, he $2 million short.
That was a celebration.
He was like, man, I got so much money, I'm just going to spend it.
That's a good Dave Chappelle.
It is.
Yeah. I got a lot of treats in there, man. I got a lot of treats in there. But it's true, man. He was, man, I can't believe they gave me all this money, man. It's crazy.
You sound just like
I think I'm done. I think I tapped out. I'm done. Done! Imagine that. $60 million.
No.
$60 million for three specials.
Did you at least pick up the tip?
Yeah, I threw something on it, but it wasn't enough.
I'm like, you know, how do you tip when you're following a guy like that? You're 60 million,
yeah,
you know?
Man. Dave's like, man, it's good, man. I got it. It's cool. Hey, just drink up.
Turned up. Good
yeah,
for
we had
you.
A great time, though, man. I love that dude, man. Congratulations to him and his beautiful family. We had a great time, man. It was cool.
All right, where you want to start first? Let's start with breaking down the beef. This is going to be a regular bit. Let's start with breaking down the beef with Bill Bellamy. And the beef we're going to break down for you today is the one between Chris Brown and Soulja Boy.
Yes.
Okay.
He started.
Yeah. Background first. Set it up.
First of all, Chris Brown, superstar, multi-talented artist, okay? We got Soulja Boy, a very talented young guy, definitely beat a lot of cases. They both line up with felonies and stuff like that. They kind of line up, you know, guns, charges, somebody, one dude slapping, so they lightweight thugs on the street. But then lightweight celebrity thugs, you know, everybody a thug till it's time to go to jail. Then they use their regular name, Christopher.
Okay.
Everybody thug till it's time to get the sentencing. All that stuff go away. But anyway, real quick, so they get into a beef over Karrueche. Now, Karrueche is Chris Brown's ex-girl who he was in love with. He was with her for a long time. She was like that ride or die chick that went through the ups and downs
with
him, okay?
Whole thing with Rihanna and all of that.
Yeah,
stuff.
She took that to the face.
Yeah.
But then the outside baby kind of threw it off.
Yeah, a little royalty.
But I detect there's still love there. So Soulja Boy, who is cool with Chris Brown, is on her page liking everything she do. Just liking it, over-liking. So when she start over-liking, Chris hit him, say, hey, man, fall back on the likes. Like, you know, pump your brakes on the likes, homeboy. Pick another chick to be liking. So then Soulja Boy just start calling Chris Brown out his face, saying all kinds of crazy stuff. He throwing up gang signs. He pulled up a little plastic gun by his face so he could show he been shot by BB before. Then Chris Brown retaliates. Now let me tell you now, liking Karrueche pictures started this. Now I like Mary J. Blige picture every day. Ain't nobody called me yet. I've been liking Mary because I've been with her since the 411. I've been liking her pictures. Ain't nobody called me yet. Not could do, not could don't. Nobody mad.
Can do, can don't.
Yeah, can do, can don't. You know what I'm talking about. Can't. His name gonna be can't. Won't get that money. he asking for too much. But anyway, can do. You gotta ask for less money. That's too much money. But anyway, so Chris retaliated. Now, this was the most gangster thing Chris did, because I've been following this. Chris posted his real phone number.
Damn.
His real number, because Soulja Boy liked to FaceTime his friends. So Chris said, I'm going to show you the real Soulja Boy, and he gave out his number.
Ooh.
Wow.
Why?
Yo, that's crazy. So now... Soulja Boy says he's going to give out Chris Brown's number, and he said where he live.
Dang.
This is getting real. So what I'm suggesting is a straight-up old-school MTV three-round match. This is what Chris Brown said he wants to do anyway. He said, look, if I do anything, if I sneeze, I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
So let's do it official, which I thought was dope. Look, if you really want to beef with me, you want to fight and do that, let's go to a gym. Set up the gym and let's go box. What's wrong with that?
That's old fashioned. That's like 315 stuff. That's old
school. Tom, that's how we used to fight back in the day. You don't like me? Go get your brother. Well, I'll go get my brother. We're going to do a fair one and it's over and we go get ice cream. You know what I'm saying?
Then let's take the kids to go get ice cream.
Yeah, man, you know what? You won. Tom, you won. You really can fight. Thank you.
And so what did Soulja Boy say?
Soulja Boy has not responded to a real fight, but I did see a clip of Soulja Boy saying he was in the hood and a young boy pushed him down. I seen that yesterday. He was talking about he in the real hood. You know, everybody about that life, T. I don't know if you about that life. I'm definitely not about that life. Because I'm not going back down there where I came from. I don't need it no more. I'm good. I done got my scrapes and bucks. I'm not going back down there. I will drive by there and wave. Soulja Boy went back down there and some dude said, man, get off me and push. You gotta go to Soulja Boy page. It's live right now. Like, if you need entertainment that's in real time, it's almost like watching Cops. You remember when we used to watch Cops and you'd be like, man, they really getting arrested. They really running through my cousin's house. I remember one time I was watching Cops and I saw them run through my cousin's house. I'm like, oh, he still got the TV on. Oh, that's my cousin dog right there.
Cousin dog.
the dog on TV, the German Shepherd. They keep in the
King.
They keep in the bathroom and feed him pepper.
Breaking down the beef with Billy on Wednesday.
Oh my
Ow!
God.
That's going to be a regular bit every Wednesday on the new TJMS. And coming up this morning from the group SWV, Lily. And it's Get Well Wednesday. Get your questions ready for the doctor, nutritionist, and certified weight loss expert, Dr. J.J. Smith. All that and more on Billy Wednesday on the TJMS.